we got to do some about affordability, because the homeless rate in Atlanta is so high, and it's going to get worse. As real estate goes up in the community, if there's not an affordable component, you're just going to create more homeless individuals in this community. It's not right. We're just asking the city to partner with us to be sure that developers like Georgia State, like Card and Associates, build some affordable houses in here. This is not for somebody to get rich off of development. I believe in the housing strategy, affordable, moderate, and up-income housing. I think you got to have all of that to really make a community work. Because part of it is classism. You got one community fighting another community because they think that low-income housing hurt the community. I think the mayor has tried. City council and the mayor need to really take a deep breath. I mean, you always get a pushback by even community folk who don't understand the pushback on affordable housing, and there's no need for that. You can make it work, but you have to develop the strategy, because you have to scatter affordable housing throughout the neighborhood. I think that people need to know what they're getting. We've trusted the private sector and government for years, and it just don't work. I really can't understand why anyone would have a problem in helping create a community benefit agreement. It's healthy for the private sector, because then they don't have to play the politics with folks in the community. They'll know exactly what the community wants. And things that they don't want to do or can't do, they'll be able, if they come to the table and sit down and work with the community, they'll know what they can do and what they can't do. It ought to be a win-win situation for all of us.